Your hit points are running low. Your mana points have long been exhausted. What do you do? What do you do? Well, in this case, you lose. You slink away, defeated and dejected. Next time, you need to plan a little better. Listen to Detention with Ashelon on Radio KOL, where it's not a spoiler, it's just sound advice.
You know, I really need to get somebody to make me an intro for State of the Kingdom, because while I like that one, it still references the other normal show, and sorry about the Buffer in the Middle of the song, it apparently decided to just drop me. Just middle song, just poof, one completely disconnected and one had an error, and I was like, fuck, reset, bam, okay. So, hi, this is State of the Kingdom. This is the weekly discussion strategy show. I have no problem with that. This is where we talk about what's new in the kingdom, what you can do to play better in the kingdom, and you know, for the first time in like 3 days or 3 weeks. Nothing new has been, like, uploaded 2 minutes before my show starts. So, I'm like, yay. Okay, somebody's listening, and someone needs to record the show. Because if you've not heard, I have an archive that is being hosted by the Cyclops. And, we're going to start building the archive. We got a couple old shows we're trying to get sent over from another guy. And, so if you can record, please let, Wombat and the Cyclops know. Ooh, looks like Wombat's already recording. And, yay. Anyway. Let's go over the rules of the discussion show. Instead of sending questions to Radio Bugbear, you send them directly to me. That would be player number 67689. Blue messages are preferred. Normally, yay, the Wombat is recording. anyway, I thought, and it went away. It's coming back now. Blue messages, and it can pretty much be just about anything. Game strategy, discussion, economy discussion, malls, new skills, new items. I do reserve the right to not spoil things as I desire. You know, because I'm not going to spoil everything. So, yeah. Because, you know, now, couple of the ground rules. I am not on dev. I do not have any knowledge of what's about to show up. You know, I'm the same boat as all y'all. But I think I kind of have a clue what I'm doing. I have currently, right now, 21 ascensions under Ashelon, and my softcore multi Dark Eagle is now on his 72nd and is trying a 2-day run for the first time ever without hockey sticks. So I want to see how that works. First day was pretty good. Second day should be fun. Anyway, I normally have a topic of discussion, which is going to be my first hour, but you know what? I couldn't come up with a good one. I have a plan to do one. It's going to be a 2-part show, but I want to do it where I'm going to be doing my Sunday show 2 weeks in a row, and I will not be doing a Sunday show next week, because I will be driving back from St. Louis at that time. So I'm postponing that one. So this is going to be 2 hours of non-stop questions, so here's the idea here, guys. You've got to send me questions, okay? Blue message them. I have 3 so far, and boy, you do not want me rambling for 2 hours with only 3 questions. So I'm going to play about 3 songs. I'm going to let the question bank load up some, and then we will start off, because I really don't have, like I said, I don't have a discussion topic. If you want me to do a mini discussion, then you can go topic, discuss, and I will do that. But like I said, you gotta give me something to talk about, because I have nothing planned, because I'm a lazy bastard and didn't come up with one. Yeah, alright. So, 3 songs, we come back, and we start talking. Woo, State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. Yes, I'm in a mellow music mood tonight. for those of you who wondered why I did not have a show last night, I was at the conference tournament for my Quiz Bowl team that I coach, and after going through the most screwball weird tournament where teams were beating everyone that had no business being beaten, we ended up winning. Yay! So we get to go to state. And actually, if we lost and got second, we would have still gone to state, but we won, so. Alright, let's get to the questions. That's where I was at last night. Ipecac the Nauseated basically starts out with, okay, now we've had more than an hour to look at them, how about a deeper analysis of the new skills? Alright, we can do that. Plus this past 48-hour rule, so I don't give a rat's ass about what they do. Okay, we have 14 new skills that came out, about this time last week. And, I'm like, oh, crap. The two holes in level 12s for the Disco Bandit and the Seal Clubber, those were filled up with Seal Clubber was a dual-wielding weapon, and the Disco Bandit is a double item per turn. The dual-wielding, hot sex. Hot sex with Swedish bikini team models / Chippendales, depending on your preference. Especially when you are running around with two icicles. Oh, it's awesome. The Disco Bandit ambidextrous funk slinging. two items. It kind of has a couple of points of goodness. And, specifically... when you're fighting a certain creature in, the tower. And maybe then another creature later on when you're in the tower, where the more things you can do during a turn, the better. But beyond that, really, the Cyclops is like, but, or two shillelaghs? I'm like, I haven't done that one yet. I'm not sure when I'm going to ask the hardcore my dual wield, because I'm in the oxy-core loop. But the index is funk leaking. It's nice, but I've not found a dramatic use for it beyond the lair. Level 13, five of them, that would be every class except for the accordion thief, is a resistance spell for a specific damage type. Disco Bandit is warm. The Seal Clubber is cold. Turtle Tamer is spookiness. Sorcerer is stench. And Postomancer is what's left? Sleazy? Or Sorcerer Sleazy and Postomancer stench. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Anyway, and if I'm wrong, I don't care. We can look it up. So those five give you resistance. And then the Postomancer 14th level is a spell that you can then tailor to whichever extra one you want to focus to. So there are six new spells, or six, five are passive, and then you have this Postomancer spell. Not bad. That can help a lot in the areas that you have to have cold. It means you don't have to spend spells on... I'm pretty sure that I completely screwed them up. You know what? And I don't care. Because I'm trying to do them from the memory. You know what? Just understand that the five are passive. Because my brain is dead. anyway. So, how can those help? They're passive. So, if I have resistance to cold, then I can go farm the Icy Peak without having to have Elemental Soft Sphere. And it's pretty nice. That's less magic points. I wouldn't need to, if I had the stench protection. I could jump the mode. I could go into the guano. So this is kind of more for your advanced players, the ones who have every other. The Cyclops is yelling at me. Say it right. No, I'm not. Look it up. You look it up yourselves. Just stop it. So yes, those are, I would say, do not really go for those early on. The lower level spells are more important, plus you're going to get those quicker, and those are not bad. The sorcerer has Immaculate Seasoning as a 14th level, and that allows you to tailor-make the temperature of your sauce spells so that they'll do warm damage in cold areas and cold damage in warm areas. Actually makes your sauce spells a little better if you're a mage type person. Cyclops is just a bit lagging, as I just said. Okay. And then we have 4 spells. Accordion Thief 13 and 14, and Disco Bandit and Seal Clubber that affect the odds of getting combat adventures compared to non-combat adventures. Two of them will increase the odds of combat, two of them will increase the odds of non-combat. And that's good if you're trying to get, you know, the Wheel of the Turn, or you get your Immateria. You can really load up those odds. Again, useful, not important early on. And then the level 15 Accordia Thief song is a plus levels to monster. Again, useful to those characters who have already a lot of basic skills. Not a priority. So, really, when you look at the new skills, the one that I see that is most definitely the most important to get is the dual-wield double-fisted skull-smashing a Seal Clubber at level 12. Beyond that, I don't see anything at level 12 and higher that is immediately should be put on a high list of priorities. You know, get them when you can, or when you desire you want them. And, so I'm going to come off my Excel spreadsheet and look at the carnage that I know has got to be going on in chat, as I'm just going completely wrong. just like, yeah. Let's see here. Where was I? Ah, okay. Let's scroll down. Miss Gwyn's bitching about the Thai food because she's hungry. Let's see. Okay, another question to add on. Sorry, I points out something that I basically alluded to already. Everybody's like, dude, go look at all these new skills. But, you know, honestly, like I said, I'm going to be mean and make you guys look it up for specifics of your own, because I don't want to tell you everything, but I want to kind of give you a feel. Okay, next question comes from Edge. And Edge asks, do you know how to make a sleazy gravy fairy? I've been trying every single combination of cooking ingredients with the sleazy fairy gravy I had and what I could buy in the mail. Assuming he meant them all. Yes, that's why I have one as well right now, and have not made about 15 more and made an absolute killing in the mall. I would point out that there was a 46 or 47 page, let me look at what it's at now, 46 page thread in the forums. Apparently the only two people in this world that knows how to make these damn fairies is Riff and Alice Cat. As far as I know, no one else has figured it out. There seems to be a couple theories that it might have something to do with the moon phases, and there was a comment very recently that might actually boost that thought. So, I have a hunch that it might be resolved within the next 2 days, would be my guess. So, but right now, I don't know. Sargai asks, or Sargi, Sargi. I should clarify, my question is, if you were to pick only one skill from each class, and they have to be hardcore in a hardcore setting, which ones would you suggest? Okay. It depends on if you're Teetotaler, or Boozafarian, or Oxycore. It does matter. Lilith is also doing a 2-day run with me. She's kind of giving me updates on her progress. I'm banking a lot of stuff for tomorrow. She's, I don't think not. She's pushing through where I'm banking. Just because we're trying different pull strategies. Anyway, I continue on. Assuming that you can actually eat food, that you're not going Oxycore or Boozafarian, Pastamancer Sorcerer is hands down obvious. It's going to be Pastamancery and Sauce Crafting. If you're not eating, then Pastamancer and Sorcerer really would become Leash Linguini and Elemental Sauce Sphere. That would be what I would go there based on your path. Seal Clover's Eye of the Stoat, hands down. Turtle Tamer is Amphibian Sympathy. Disco Bandit is Monstrous Madrigal. No, it's Accordion Thief. God damn it again. Accordion Thief is Monstrous Madrigal. Disco Bandit is, if you're Boozafarian, Advanced Cocktail Crafting. If you're not, Mad Looting Skills. There you go. Water Bow. Boo. Boo, woo, 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 woo. Asks us, is Bunny worth it or not? I like it. It's a fun familiar. The comments are hilarious. And you do get, turns by winding up the bunny for the next day. It's kind of a different variant, and I'm not saying that it does the exact same things, but it's a variant, meaning that it has the same kind of format as the MTZR or the Kokobo, that it can do four different things. And I like the four different things, plus it has the extra bonus of every so often it sets up to get an extra turn or so. It's a nice familiar. You get an extra item sometimes. Sometimes you get some extra meat. Sometimes you get some extra turns. It's not bad. And sometimes you get healed. It is not bad at all. I kind of like that. Boredom Man asks, what do you think is the most useful non-mystic accessory item or items for an Oxycore run? The item for your familiar, assuming that your familiar is a... I'll think of it here in a second. It's a stat boosting familiar. That's important. What else? Anything that can raise a monster's level or help your item drop percentages. The Baron's Monocle. Things like that. What else? Nice strong weapon, assuming that you have LTS synergy. I can't wait till I get to play with the shill. I have 10 more muscle to get. That's kind of what I would say. Continue on. M. Failurefish asks, I noticed you wrote how to pronounce your name in your profile. Does it get mispronounced often? I know mine does. The PH makes an F sound. It is not Impaler. Oh, come on. The reason I have that in my profile was very early on, Lixia, God love her, and a few other would actually pronounce my name Ash Halland. And I would go, it's Ash Aland. Oh, sorry. Next week, Ash Halland. It's Ash Aland. And so that was kind of put in there, because I was just like, ah. But it just never got taken out. But just so you know, that's how the issue is there. Shirt Guy Sub asks, question, What are the best ways for a player to earn as much meat as possible in a short amount of time? What about in the long run? Well, I'm going to have a couple basic assumptions about you, that you're at least level 8, and that you can survive in the icy peak and not die, and that you have Polka Plenty, expert panhandling, the gnomish meat skill. Yeah. You have items that can increase meat drops, you have red snow cones, you have the appropriate oyster egg, and you can survive in the peak. That would be how I would get the most meat in a short amount of time. 150 turns without really trying, you can get 100,000 meat easily. And if you really try, you can get more. So there you go. Long term, do that a lot every day, long period of time. Sell off your Yeti skins, Yeti furs, and your penguin skins, and switch them to whatever the bounty hunter's looking for that day. That has to be a lot better idea to do. Find an item that's going to become rare next week that no one knows about. Have a lot of them. Wait for it to vanish and then sell them. Donate money to get Mr. A's. Sell those. Have sex with chick. Or just go ahead. Win radio contest. Oh, I like that farming idea. Farming the peak. I like that one. It's pretty safe and simple. And guarantee that it'll work. Divernon asks, what do you think about the new gravy fairies? Are they worth the value e-penis to grind them out? Has anyone besides Alice Cat figured them out yet? Or Alice Cat figured them out yet? As far as I know, no one else has found it. But however, I want the familiars, because I have this hunch. If I ever get to 50, it's going to be another weight trophy or something. I'm like, oh, crap. So I'll be like, leveling up my familiars again. Crap. Sorry, guy asked. Okay, another question. Which is better in hardcore? The bitten, the sombrero, or the merch familiar over the month? The wired hair. Oh, my ass. Let's go ahead, Mom. Actually, there'll be a line. hardcore is a bitten, hands down. That would be the symbol playing monkey for those of you who don't have a bitten. Sombrero is nice in a softcore setting, but in hardcore you need that meat bonus as well. And the marsh familiar is too sporadic. It doesn't give you stat boosts, and stat boosts are hot sex. So you need the stat boosts in hardcore. Mayday asks, boy, I hope you guys are going to ask me some more questions soon for the second hour, because I have enough questions to fill in the first hour, but not the second hour. It's going to be bad. Impaler Fish just drew my my character as is an Oxycore. I might talk about the Oxycore. I honestly might talk about the Oxycore a little bit, my first thoughts. Since it's been well publicized that I was going Oxycore. I'll talk about that maybe a little bit next hour. Mayday asks. Now I've made him like wait forever. I have been the Naughty Sorceress, but not yet ascended. There are 5 guild skills that I did not purchase. Do I want to buy them before ascending, or would that be completely pointless? Well, it depends on what those skills are. Let's see here. Who is Mayday? Mayday is level 14. Postomancer. I would say if you already have Postomancery, then you don't need to buy them. Because remember, when you ascend, you only get to keep one skill. And I've always recommended that the very first Postomancery skill that you get is Postomancery. The very second Postomancery skill that you get is Lucia Linguini. So that would be my recommendation. If you already have one of those two skills, you don't need the other ones, because you're going to lose them anyway when you ascend and go to your next life. Moving on. So, yeah, don't buy them. Justice. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait, just 3. Never mind. Grit. I'm a hardcore disco bandit with mad looting skills, the 2 food skills, the 2 turtle tamer familiar skills. What skills should I take next? Pick cocktailing craft, face stab, with a new item skill. Hardcore disco bandit. Let me look at what I have on my character. What have I have taken as a disco bandit? Let me see here. I took overdeveloped sense of self-preservation because it helps with combat initiative. I also have nimble fingers because I built my character around LTS synergy. Whereas, you know, if you don't have all that yet, then the face stab's not a bad skill. Cocktail crafting really only if you're planning on not going teetotaler. See, and I go teetotaler a lot. So, I don't do a lot of the drinks. But that's just my thought. So, I'd say self-preservation or cocktail crafting or face stab, depending on how you plan on playing your runs later on. If you expect to have to use booze later on in your runs because you're not going path, take cocktail crafting. That's just me. Super Santa, not to be confused with Secret Santa, Super Secret Santa, Ultra Super Secret Uber Santa, asks, can I please get a shout out for my free present giveaway service at Super Santa, player number 742872. You know, I should charge for ads like this. I really should. Di Vernon asks, dual wielding seems to be the best of the new skills so far.
Yep.
But what's your opinion of the double item disco bandit skill? I got excited when I first saw it, but though I don't have it, it may have little application beyond the thing in the lair. Thoughts? Yeah, you kind of pegged it. It's going to make ascending, fighting that monster way better. And would have saved Bastion turn on the one-day try, which might have been enough to give him a second chance to beat the Naughty Sorceress. It's going to open up how you play that fight. It's going to help that a lot. Beyond that, I don't see much use. That's just me. Alright, Di Vernon asks, is it ever plausible to buy something from the armory and legory during hardcore? I do if the hermit doesn't make an asbestos weapon, but they're relatively expensive. I don't even use them. I mean, if I get asbestos, that's great. If not, deal. I think maybe I've considered it once when I got through the crypt and still hadn't had a weapon drop of any good usage, which happened last run, but then I got my weapon made at the peak and then I was okay. So I would honestly say no. I would honestly say no. Because if it really gets down and bad, you can make your epic weapon, and then you can split apart for what you need it later for the big rock. So I would say no. I like the weapons. I think that new armory legory needs to be expanded a little bit, some other stuff. I think it needs some just fleshing out to make it a good alternative to and make it for me, you know. Alright. Let's see here. Sargai asks, Funk Slinging is nice on hardcore speedruns since you don't need to farm for red pixel potions. Reduces runs by maybe 30 turns. White pixels for a digital key? Still gotta farm that area. Cyclops, newly found trophies. What's your thoughts? There are two newly found trophies. I think I'm past 48-hour rule on this one. One of them is a little chickadee, and one of them is a genderbender. Hey, new trophies that everyone can get, and that's just for a one-time thing. It's great for me. And, you know, I got this hunch that there are probably more, just because, you know, I don't know. It's just, I just had this feeling. There's something else out there. Moving on. Because Rickus told me that there are 3 empty spots on the trophy table, so there are 3 more trophies out there. Anyway, Jill Bob asks, Eskises, what do you feel is the most meat-effective farming strategy, the IC peak or farming items for resale? I think it's still been researched, and I think the peak can still net you more, unless you have a situation where some item has, for a day or 3, a rapid price increase. It might be then good to farm in that area for that day. But I still go with the peak. Let's see here. Fruitman767. What is the best costume to wear on this Jill O'Lantern? Basically, what is the item to sell in the mall? That's a great mall research question. And, I don't know. Because I haven't looked at the mall. Which you should do. Excellent! Miss Gwynn, what do you think of the Noblesse Oblige, which I know I mangled that one too, hardcore contest, and thoughts on what strategy to use in not using Mr. Store Familiars? Oi. Not bad. It's an interesting contest. I don't plan on participating in it. Just because I have long-term path, and there are different contests that pop up that make it interesting. I would say probably the Hovering Sombrero would be a good option for you, if you're familiar. And, on strategy, I would go MCD to 11, except when you need an item from a boss, and just, pedal to the metal. Oh, someone's telling me there are 20 trophies rolled out. Yeah, I'll believe that. Because no one's seen 20 holes on the trophy table. Moving on. Oh, I'm out of questions. So, let's see here. Lilith has been talking to me, and she's doing her 2-day run. And we have different pull sets. I have dual wield, she doesn't. So I pulled 2 icicles, and I'm going for plus 40, plus 50-ish monster level lunging thrust in the mech LTS synergy mode. She does not have dual wield, so she's doing the icicle ice baby, and I pulled what I need from the harem, because I got tired of fighting, where she fought her way through, and she's going to pull stuff for the swashbuckle, where I plan on not pulling for swashbuckle, but then I pulled for the harem. Well, because of the way I do my pulls, I didn't pull my ore for the level 8 content, level 8, for the mine, so I'm banking a buttload of turns for Dark Eel. How many turns am I banking? Let's see here. Let me fire up Dark Eagle here. So she's flown through. She's going to get 9 or 9.5 by the end of the day, and that's excellent. She should have to be close to 10 if she does it right. But that's just me. I'm mid level 8 because I pulled an item or 2 to donate into the to the gods. And I'm banking 121 turns for tomorrow. That's what I'm going in with tomorrow. So first thing I do is pull the rest of my ore and go from there. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see the different strategies. How we do this. So anyway, he has messages. Ah, okay. It's about artwork. Let's see here. So, looking at questions. Ah, questions. No, that's the questions. M. Failure Fish. What if this wasn't a hypothetical question? I would be giving you a hypothetical answer. Zestrol asks, when is the hovering sombrero better than equivalent weight volleyball? I believe the original math came out that it was at the IC peak or higher. The hovering sombrero is better. But if you have a hovering sombrero that's 20 pounds plus a wax lips, then you are better off taking that than trying to switch in a soft core situation. Boredoman, what is the best way to beat the hedge monsters in OxyCore? I like lunging for a smack synergy, LTS synergy. As long as I get first shot, I'll whack them once, I'll take my hit, and I'll whack them again. Oh, they're dead. That's what I tend to do. Super Santa, best of the Ultra Rares. The hockey stick? Depends on what you want it for. You want stats? Yeah. You want attack? No. You want meat? No. I mean, it depends on what you want it for. It honestly depends what you want it for. And let's see here. Lil is 33, 32, 57. Dark Eagle is 30, 31, 62. So she's a little bit ahead of me on the secondaries, but I jumped her on the primary. So anyway, moving on. I am out of questions, so I'm going to break now two songs for some music. This, again, would be your time to please send in questions. Otherwise, Lord knows what I'm going to talk about next hour. I know I'm going to talk about a little bit about my OxyCore impressions, just because I can. And let's see, this song I want to play. I'll play that one. Alright, this is Ashland on State of the Kingdom, hour number 2, coming up soon. And yes, nothing has come out during this show. Thank God. Alright. Moving on. It's going to happen, guys. It's going to happen. Boredom Man asks, what is this synergy you keep talking about? LTS synergy. It's a way to play that was named by Bashy, but I was actually kind of leaning towards coming up with it myself, but they were like, oh, about 2 months ahead of me on this. It's a combination of lunging thrust mac and eye of the stoat combined with all sorts of skills that increase your combat initiative and melee damage, and then items slash buffs slash anything else that will increase damage and or combat initiative. The idea here is you get first hit and you beat the crap out of it in one hit, it can't hurt you, even if it is strong enough that it would just rip you a new one. So that's LTS synergy. It's a very impressive format. Now, it takes 15, 20 skills to really get it up and running and deadly, but yeah, it's pretty good. I would suggest for a full discussion on it, if you go to the gameplay forum and you look for the thread by Bashy called LTS Synergy of Joy and Speed is Bashing and something else. I don't remember exactly what it's named. But it's like maybe a page or two back. Easy to read. And you get to enjoy Bashy's grammar, which is great. Love Bashy. Just 4. Okay. Sorry. Ask, what's the best way to go into a hardcore no path accordion thief run? Well, if this is your first hardcore, there is no best way. I'd take a skill. You know, that either gave you food, or let you work on drinks, or I mean, I always go, there are four skills you have to have to begin with. Postomancery, advanced soft crafting, mad looting skills, and amphibian sympathy. If you don't have those four, go get those first. Super Santa. Best class for a two-day run with very few skills would be which? Nearly impossible. But I would say your Moxie classes would give you the best shot. Boredom Man asks, does the thread have the recommended skills? Yes, it lists every single skill plus the addendum to the change to monster level mechanics. So, yes. Yes, it does. Vestral says, as a follow-up to the hovering sombrero question, is it worth it to go into the hardcore with the sombrero? If not, is it worthwhile to spend turns in the arena bulking up the sombrero? Well, no, it's not. Optimally, you're going to have one of the Miseraya familiars, preferably the Cheshire Bit or Cheshire Bat, and or the Symbol Playing Monkey.
Oh, good yawn.
But if you don't have those, that's where the argument really starts. Hovering sombrero is nice, and I guess can be a good replacement if you don't have access to the Mystery Familiars. I mean, the free ones, yeah, I guess that'd be the one of the better ones. Sargi asks, do you find listening to music whilst adventuring is advantageous? If so, or other than Radio Coyote, what music puts you in an adventuring mood? At times it's distracting to me, because I'll like want to play the music and stuff. And, because I can get focused, and a lot of times I'll... Oh, crap! I need to go try on TV, because the tournament bracket is coming out. Hold on. Sorry, Arkansas has not made the basketball tournament in 4 years. I am watching to see where the hell they're going. So, anyway, that's my thought there. Justice 1234. I have all four skills, just wondering what class I should take before sitting into Accordion Thief. If you're going to go hardcore... Let me see here. I would say if you're going to go hardcore, and if you were already hardcore, I would say want something that uses Moxie to be able to use your item. So Turtle Tamer would be good, or Stainless Steel Slacks. Those are good. So that'd be my suggestion, one of those two. So that'd be Turtle Tamer, and Slacks comes from Disco Bandit? I don't remember. Okay, yeah, I'm out of questions, and I smell the suckage. The suckage is coming. Suckage. Coming fast. Okay, I have no questions, and I want to watch basketball now. I have no questions, so guess what? Music. Yeah, music. It's what happens. You get suckage. And, I'm gonna play some music, because I got no questions, and so... Three songs, let me watch my basketball placements, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. Hopefully somebody sent me some questions. Hint, hint. Alright, this is Ashlan, State of the Kingdom, Distracted Mode on Radio KOL. Okay, I'm back in Arkansas, is playing kind of where I figured they were. I think that's where I was hoping they'd play. Yay. Peregrine KT asks, why is this game so addictive? Serious question. I think it's just the silliness. I think it's all the pop culture and the references and the jokes and the community, and, you know, we're just all delusional, insanely and crazy people. That'd be my reason. I'm about to sneeze. It's going to be bad. Alright, let's see here. Impaler Fish asks, you kind of sound like Jack Black. Did you know that? God, no. Super Santa, funniest item ever. I think it was the March hare. I've been giggling about that for a while. Rickett, what do you think about the 3D hams? 3D Hardcore Ascension Mapping Syndicate Team. Think we'll make it? Got any advice? Kind of upset that I wasn't asked. You know? I haven't been asked for any of these, you know, big ascending things. But, you know, I could do it anyway, but... I don't know. I think the RNG is going to have a big say in if you guys make it or not. Kind of like the RNG had a say on the ODAM. Super Santa, what one item is the most game-breaking? I would have to say hockey sticks in multiple amounts. I would say that would be my guess. One of them by itself, no. Three, it can allow you to have problems. TwinGecko56 asks, what is the equal baby gravy fairy weight of the Disco Bandit skill mad looting skills? The baby gravy fairy is 2.5% per pound. Mad looting skills is 20%. Doing a quick math, then you would have 8 pounds. So when you get more than 9 pounds, it's more than the mad looting skills. Fruitman767 asks, what do you think about the money-making game? Is it worth it to bet a lot of meat? Or is it better to simply save up? I lost $2 million. I don't play it anymore. I'd say it's better to just save up. That's just me, because it's a little slower, but it's guaranteed. Ms. Gwyn, oh, the pressure. When a Gru can fight, what do you think of it against the Naughty Sorceress in comparison to the Dodek, Nutcracker, and Ghost Pick on a Stick? I love my Dodek. Love. And knowing that the Ghost Pickle can also lower their level, I would actually put the Dodek and Ghost Pickle above the Gru, the Nutcracker. It depends on what the RNG does with its attacks, would be my guess. Let's see here. Super Santa tells me the Bashi's threat on LTS synergies on page 3. Okay. Lilith asked me, is it worth farming for a 31337 scroll in a speed run? In a 3-day, I'll do it, because I'll have the tournaments just burn. But since it's a 2-day question, honestly, no. Not unless you get it early. You know, if I get 2 30669s before I get my 4 334s. Yeah, you know, if I'm waiting on a 30669, I usually don't. If I'm waiting on a 334, I might spend 5 to 7 more turns, and that'd be about it. I kind of make that, okay, how many turns am I willing to wait to try to get it, and then move on. So it kind of depends on what drops. Or you could pull a scroll if you need it tomorrow. And, crap, I'm out of questions again. Is this why I do lecture most of the time for the first show, or first half of the show? Because, I run out of questions a lot when I try to do 2 hours of, because, you know, I don't get as many questions as Jake and Scully. I'm not as special, stop burning through the questions. Well, you know, they're not, like, you know, long-term dramatic discussion. I can answer them and move on. But that's just me. If you've only got an extra 334, no. Because you'll get at most 150 points, and that's just like a point level for each stat point, and no, not really not worth it. I mean, I can spend 4 turns in the Icy Peak and get an equivalent, maybe 5 turns and get an equivalent stat for primary. I mean, if I was missing a scroll, I'd look at it, but if I'm missing more than a scroll, no. See, Lilith is all on speedrun, deal with the pulls later. I'm all on, I know what I have to pull, and I'm trying to save as many pulls as I can, so that when I have to pull something later on in the lair, I have pulls to pull. It's a different strategy, and we're going to see how these work. Watching the brackets come out and see Lilith banked 49 turns at 43, 42, 73. I'm banking 121 turns at 30, 31, 62. So, difference of opinion. Well, let's see here. What else? Super Santa, can I rant about why I prefer hardcore? I prefer hardcore for three words: stainless, steel, plexiglass. Also, the fact that I get a lot more pâtés and other things like that. I like it because I'm not fighting against players who have uber meat that I don't. I'm not playing against the uber strategizing groups. I play, you know, I like this. I have to be self-sufficient. It's stainless steel and plexi. You know, I'm doing the oxy-core loop. I guess I can talk about the oxy-core for a little bit. Because I want a plexi suit. And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to finish up and get 5 suits, full stainless steel suits, after I do 11 soft-core runs, you know, my tattoos. I am a diamond. And if you know what a diamond is, I like to collect shinies. And, that's me. Let's see here. Another question here. Zextral says, ICP seems like a bad deal during hardcore run. Am I wrong? Oh, very much wrong. Very, very much wrong. Once you get to level 8, and then also level 9, you've got to farm for stats to get to level 9 and then level 10. And, you know, the best place to farm is the IC Peak for stats. Honestly. So, that's my thought there. Super sends me a package. Let's see here. My OxyCore thoughts. You know, it's kind of been interesting. You know, I played the first day a little bit to get a couple things, and then, because the first day was Clovers. And second day, I didn't do anything, and then I played my turns today. And I got to level 5 on, you know, with no air and no boosters, and, you know, I'm kind of happy with how I turned out. I don't, you know, it is, Everybody's like, IC Peak, bad deal, what? Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, honestly, here's the deal with OxyCore. It's not as bad as it seems. It's just, there's going to be days when I won't play much. And I understand that. So, I'm looking at OxyCore, and I've got to, once I have meat, which I kind of got some today, I've got to be able to fund everything I can to increase the amount of stats I get per turn. I am a skull away. I need a skull, and I have a maid. Yes. I can get soda waters, and I can boost up my spells for my Cheshire bat. Yes. You know, so, I'm not going to go for the pagoda. I'm not planning to farm for any items that will give me turns if they drop excellent, if not, oh well. You know, so, that's kind of my thoughts there. But it's not terribly much worse were more difficult than Teetotaler, except I don't have turns to play every day. I mean, I do, but I choose not to, because I want to play them on stat days, because I want to get more stats. You know, I'm looking at the turns early on, you know, just early on, and I got, two extra Moxie points compared to Mysticality. And when it comes around, within about a week, whenever I get double Muscle days, which is my primary, I should be about level 6 or 7. And that means I'll be in pretty good place. So, let's see here. Another question. Minden asks, any advice for an Unxicore Turtle Tamer to raise his stats to get past higher level stages without dying painfully? Oh boy, let me look at your ascension history. What have you done before? Oh, this is your first hardcore. Oh man. Hardcore Teetotaler is actually one of the hardest ones to start on. It's because you don't have access to a lot of the really hard and heavy attack skills. So, you know, that's that. Let me see here. Oh, boy. Trying to remember back to my first hardcore. I just had to suffer through that. I mean, your first hardcore, regardless of what you do, is going to be tough. You know, that's going to be tough. So, that's just me. Let's see here. Okay, moving on. I'm getting distracted again. Rickett asked me, will I be going for the wand, the zapper, in my Oxycore run? You know, I'm pretty sure that I can get my three keys. And I will probably go ahead and get them. I may go for it if I get to Wolfmask the drop. Otherwise, see, I've been getting pretty used to doing alternate suit methods for the Naughty Sorceress instead of the furry suit. So I could possibly, you know, give you problems if you have a furry suit and you're used to that. But there are other suits out there, and I've been able to experiment with Dark Eagle and play with different ones, and as did with Ashlon as well. I can be the nice horse without the furry suit, and I've done it a few times. So, I think I'll probably only go for the wand only if the opportunity forces me to. I'm not on a time clock ticking to get three keys. So that's me. Let's see here. Zestor asked, seems like not dying there requires a lot of item use, reagents, potions, magic point usage, equivalent to other areas where items were needed, giant castle, airship, hole in the sky. Well, like I said, early on, yeah, it does. Your first couple hardcores, that is very, very much true. Yay, Haplo has checked in. Wee. I mean, that's honestly the, well, here's the deal with the Icy Peak. If you can hit them, and you hit them hard, it's good, and the meat's a good buzz. But no, the Icy Peak is the premier spot to farm once you're at levels 8 and 9 for stats, hands down. Eventually, you will have enough stats that you will be able to survive there easily. Let's see here. Rickett asked, I asked that one, Benito Mussolini, I don't get how hardcore is really hard. I mean, doesn't it just take a longer time if you're not elite speedrunner? I can do a Teetotaler run in 9 days, and I'm slow compared to some people. Whereas I can do a softcore Teet run in 5 days. So, yeah, but then, like, I don't have access to all my previous stack. I mean, I have piles of junk and hanks that I never use. I don't have access to my keys I've already farmed. I have to always farm for certain things over and over and over, where for softcore I can just say, hey, look, it's in my stash. So, you have to basically do everything on your own. I mean, hardcore is basically, you play the game literally as an actual single-player game, no one else around to help. Softcore, you have access, you can trade items, you can get items from other places. Super Santa says, how do you feel about the new Pinecone? It's Pinecone. The candy and trick-or-treating, honestly, guys, isn't dramatically amazing. There's really not that much that's impressed me. It's not like there's a candy that goes, poof, turn. You know, if you get fancy chocolates or something, then like, oh yeah, that'd be awesome. But, you know, eh. Ms. Queen, in my opinion, what are the better suits besides the furry suits? The Lee trousers with a mohawk wig is a good one that I've used. Anything that increases your hit points and magic points, those are good. Let me think here. What else? Blanking. Mind blanking here. Things that increase your melee damage, so, you know, your flaming talons, the mohawk wig, your accessories, like the acid squirting flower, that's pretty nice as well. The furry suit, you know, it lowers your moxie, in which we kind of figured out helps you not get hit as much, but if you're a muscle class, you have the hit points, you can absorb that. I mean, if you're a moxie class or a Miskatty class, it's going to be harder to not win without without the furry suit. But it's doable. I mean, if you're Moxie, you just want to boost up your Moxie and maneuver him to death, or you know, try to get things done. You know, in that case, the double items would be great for the fights. Mysticality is fling your spells, and you know, that's just kind of what it is. I think Rickett's got a good definition of why hardcore is hard. It's based completely on the RNG, and you can't pull items out to save your ass. Nurengen says the amulet of extreme plus significance. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice. What is Dark Eagle standard softcore? Assuming that I can get out of Ronin, because Dark Eagle, I play a 3-day run that pretty much consistently will get out of Ronin about 15 turns, which lets me finish the lair. So I can basically just get anything I want. Let's see here. Go inventory. Go equipment. Go to manage my custom outfits. My standard outfit is wolf mask, a weapon, flaming talons, floral print shirt, furry pants, amethyst necklace, acid squirting flower, and then I leave a spot open for whatever I need for that class. That's why I wear consistently. And actually, sometimes I haven't even been putting anything into that blank spot, and I'm still winning first try. It's just, eh. You know, I have to hit my lunging thrust mag 4 times the first time. I have to hit it 5 times the second time, if that. If not 4 and 4. Big deal. Whoop. And that's as a non-muscle class. So, let's see here. Now. I'm looking forward to this next run with Ashlawn. Actually, no, not next run. I'm in a high debate right now. I'm in Steel Clubber. Do I go the extra level on Moxie Core to get dual wield? I'm highly, highly... No, wait, I already have dual wield. I'm an idiot. Never mind. I got it last turn. Duh. But yes, this run I'm looking forward to. Weapon, Shillelagh, Naughty Sorceress. Sargi asks if the important weapons in my offhand will trigger the Sorceress's death. I don't know. Does the wand or the weapon have to be in my main hand or my offhand? Anybody know that one? Because I know it's been done. I don't know if it has to be in a specific hand. Has anybody put the weapon in the second hand? Let me know. We got about 5 minutes here, guys, and then I'm gonna hand off. I'm gonna play a song and hand off to Haplo. That's a good question. I don't know. I have not tried that yet. I look forward to trying that, but I do not know as of this point if you can put your shill in your first hand. And then the key weapon in your second hand, or vice versa. I honestly do not know that one. So, I've been told that, yes, it can be in the offhand. So, yay! Should be fun and exciting. Ah! Should be dramatically fun. Alright. Miss Gwyn, isn't LTS synergy, like at the beginning of Ascension, people playing all characters like Moxie classes, and now people are playing all characters as Muscle classes? What the hell? Oh, it's that damn ice cream truck. It's now not playing the little jingle creep. It's playing like weird-ass crap. It's like, you know, carnival music on the merry-go-round when the record breaker's halfway breaking and the music slows up and speeds down and slows up. Yeah, it's playing that crap. Anyway, yeah, just imagine that on an ice cream truck driving by. Scary. Well, you know what? That's true. Miss Gwyn. But more often now, with LTS Synergy, a lot more people are playing as Muscle classes. But that's just the nature. I mean, for you to honestly make a distinction in classes, you're going to have to do something that's going to give the guarantee of a hit to a ranged weapon and a spell. And if you do that, then you'll see equivalency within. And actually, you know, Miss Gwyn, you've maybe had a freaking epiphany, and I'm going to talk with some of the devers about that, about, look, if you want balance, this is the why everyone's doing the LTS synergy. If you want balance, you need to give something in these skills you haven't put out yet because that's the reason everybody's using LTS, is that this hit does not miss. And so if you can say, my spell will not miss, or my ranged weapon will not miss, and you can guarantee me that, then I think you're going to see people actually playing more Moxie classes and as Mysticality classes in later stages. Because trust me, if you tell me that I can sit here and waylay on ranged weapons and not miss, and not have to use spell magic points all the time, I am so there. So, that's my point. Okay. Thank you, Miss Gwyn. You made me think, and yes, it's frightening. I'm glad the thunderstorms held off. We're supposed to have like major thunderstorms roll through again today, which I have to ask to be glad because the city I'm in, we have a lake that's so dry that we're taking tailwater off the Arkansas River. River water does not taste the same as lake water, by the way. Let's see here. I'm out of questions. Let's see here. Want this stream a few minutes early? Because I'm done discussing, and I have nothing else much more to discuss, and let's see if she wants to stream. And, survey says Haplo is typing. Let's see here. With a song is 5 point. We'll see if a 5.5 minute song is good to go. Yes,
Haplo.
To Haplo is coming here. And I have to say, I went through a week without anything new coming out with me going, oh fuck. So, even though somebody asked that question on Chicken Scully, do you always wait to do the new stuff right before Ashlyn's show comes up? And actually, I've been told that Jake wants to catch, so I didn't see him on, and I didn't see him on where else I can see him on. So, I wasn't able to let him know that, you know, the show's coming. Now, guys, there will be no State of the Kingdom next week. I will be driving back from St. Louis. Rutabaga's going to be sharing my Friday show. She's going to start it. I'm going to get there about halfway in. Saturday is going to be the continuation of the montage of drunken DJs of St. Louis. And, I will... Oh, God, spring break. 5 days. And, I'm out of here. I'm going to go look at my bracket because, you know, the bracket. Yes, it is Te Haplo. be nice to Haplo, or else someone will kick your ass. Probably multiple someones will kick your ass. This has been State of the Kingdom. This is Ashelon. Meet my friend Guido. He wants to talk to you over there. And you've been listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL.